the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Tom Brady. Tom, good to hear your voice. Long time no talk. How are you?
I know. Nice to talk to you guys. How you guys doing?
Very good. I want to get into the video. I want to get into football. I want to get into Best Buddies promotion. But I want to start at the risk of scraping a scab off a wound that is healing. Have you moved past the Super Bowl loss? Have you put it behind? I know you won't ever forget it, but have you moved past it and put it behind you?
Well, I think that's the fun part about starting the OTA process is, you know, you really start looking forward at that point. So, I mean, for all of us, it's, you know, you suffered, you know, tough ends to season, and we've, you know, unless you win it all, then it's a tough end to the season. But you've got those months in there where really what you do is you think about the past and you think about what you can do better in your training. And then once we start practicing, it's, you know, it's a different team. So we've got a different group of guys, a different mix of talents, and we've got to see what we can put on the field. So it's been fun being back to work and, you know, seeing everybody together you know, getting on the field and running football plays, because it really forces you to move forward. And I think everyone's done that at this point.
Which play did you lose more sleep over in the off season, or have more regret about? The intentional grounding at the beginning or the inaccurate pass to Welker at the end?
Well, I mean, I think there's, you know, anytime you don't do exactly what you hope to do, you regret them. And you know, you lay in bed at night thinking about, you know, every play that you could have done a little bit better on. So, I mean, they're all, you know, I could pick, you know, a lot of plays in that game that I wish I could have done a better job of.
We saw, after the game, Tom, you know, Wes Welker obviously very upset. And up here, everybody was wondering, you know, is he going to get over this? Is he going to recover? Is he taking too much of the blame? And then we saw him, I guess, some photographer from a distance, you know how that works, got you guys hanging on the beach together. What was that like? Did you, hanging on the beach, were you guys going over the plays, going over every missed opportunity, or were you not talking about it at all? Were you both saying, my bad, my fault? I mean, how did that work?
Yeah, well, you know, we're two people who spend a lot of time together, so, you know, we know what each other are going through. A lot of times, you know, your girlfriends or your wives can't really console you because, you know, they don't truly understand what, you know, we put in, you know, weekly to try to be at our best. I mean, they definitely see from the outside, you know, of what, you know, what we have to do to prepare each week. But, you know, no one's really inside of our building down in Foxborough and sees the kind of, you know, pressure and scrutiny that all of us players are under to perform. So, you know, we just kind of, you know, you can go through it, and you talk through it, and you support each other. And, you know, our team has always done a good job of that, every player on our team, because I think we all do have a closeness about us, you know, that we're concerned with, you know, how people are, you know, mourning a loss or mourning, you know, something that, you know, this may be really important in somebody else's life. So a lot of our team, you know, my teammates are, you know, my best friends, so. That's the way it's always been. I'm sure that's the way it's always going to be.
Tom, you talked about OTAs, and we've seen footage of Peyton Manning trying to get accustomed to his new wide receivers out in Denver. You don't have a lot of that, but you have some of that. Stallworth coming back, Gaffney coming back, but Brandon Lloyd in particular. Talk just a little bit about that process and trying to figure out, you know, what he does best, where he wants the ball, and that sort of adjustment that a quarterback and a wide receiver like Brandon Lloyd have to be on the same page.
Yeah, and fortunately, you know, I'm very familiar with Javar and Dante, and
right.
You know, Brandon's going into his 10th year, so he's really a professional as well. I mean, he knows how to prepare himself, and he's been in our offense, so, you know, he has at least familiarity with the things that we're doing. So it's been fun to work with him. I mean, we haven't been out there long. We've got a ton of practices to go. You know, hopefully we make progress every day. Hopefully when we're on the field, we're communicating and talking through stuff in the film room and talking through stuff on the game field you know, things that I see, things that I expect, things that he sees and that he expects. So ultimately this game's about anticipation. And if you're not on the same page with your receivers or your running backs, or your offensive linemen, you can never anticipate, and then you just react. If you react, you're always slow. So I don't need to be any more slow than I already am. You know, hopefully I can figure out ways to anticipate better. You know, that's part of the process, you know, in the off season, you know, things that you see that, you know, you need to make improvements on, because if you don't, you fall behind. And, you know, everyone else is gaining ground. You've got to find ways to gain ground as well.
I assume you pulled some strings and had them cut Anthony Gonzalez before you showed up because you didn't want an Ohio State receiver out there. But what about new guys? Do you, how long does it take you to feel to believe that they will be on? They will be able to grasp the offense. They'll be able to do what you need done. That they'll be able to make the adjustments and understand the complexities and the nuance of your offense. Is that gonna? Is that like a week? A month? How long will it take for you, say, in the case of Brandon Lloyd, to believe, to feel like he is going to be able to do the job?
Well, I think it's different with different players. I think there's a lot of things that go into being a good player, especially on our team. I mean, our coach Belichick always tells us, you know, it's not an easy program that he runs. And, you know, some guys come from other teams and maybe you're not really held as accountable on a daily basis, but, you know, Coach Belichick, he's, you know, if I throw an incompletion, I'm going to hear about it. And, you know, I think guys on other teams come, you know, maybe who have been in the league for a while, and they're like, God, why is he always yelling? Why is he so tough on us? Well, he just tries to keep the pressure on us because, you know, he feels that's the way that he gets the most out of us. So, you know, I think that you tell relatively early by the way that the guy responds to that type of coaching. You know, you can look at his eyes in the huddle and see how confident and comfortable he is in what you're asking him to do. You know, sometimes you get in the huddle and I'm looking at the guy and he's looking at me, but, you know, he's got this, you know, expression on his face like, you know, God, you know, what's the play? Am I going to know where to go? Am I going to know how to do it? Am I going to know, am I going to be able to do what, you know, the coaches are asking me to do? So, you know, some guys you know right away. Some guys it takes, you know, a couple months. You know, obviously it can't take forever. I mean, we're all, you know, there's a performance-based business, and if you're not on the field performing and helping the team win, you're not going to be around long. So, you know, you can't just think that you're going to have, you know, two redshirt seasons and then you're going to be the second string behind the fourth-year senior and then you're going to get your chance to play. I mean, you're going to have to establish your own role for yourself. And if you don't, you're not going to be in this business very long.
Tom, I guess the development of a quarterback and a wide receiver is similar to that of an actor. You have sort of your rookie year at Saturday Night Live, and you get through it, and you do okay, and people look at you and say, oh, there's some potential. And then you churn out this 3-minute and 5-second video on Funny or Die yesterday for Under Armour. It seems like you raised your game a little bit in the acting business. Would you agree?
Well, it actually, yeah, I mean, it's not like, Tom Hanks in Castaway. I mean, it's not like I'm playing some dramatic role or something. I mean, it's pretty much being me. So, it was fun. You know, it's interesting when you work with some people for a few years and they go, God, you know, why don't we try this? So, you know, when I saw what they were asking me to do, I thought it could be pretty good. And there was some funny parts of that day that, you know, maybe they caught on some B-roll stuff, but I was laughing pretty much the whole day until they told me to get pissed. They're like, no, it's much more funny when you get really pissed.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is going to lead to another invite from Saturday Night Live. Would you consider doing that again?
Yeah, well, I would. I hope that would be fun to do again at some point if I had the opportunity. That was a great experience. Like a lot of things, you go through them and you don't appreciate them until they're over. That was one of those experiences where, you know, I loved doing it but then really realized how much I loved doing it after it was over.
Right, right.
And you go, God, man, I wish I just took in every single moment of that. And, cause it is so unique and you never know if you're going to get these experiences again. So it's nice to really go through them and enjoy them as much as you can. And I, you know, I've done that with Saturday Night Live. I did it, you know, with the Under Armour video. And, that's part of the growth that I think I've experienced over the last few years.
Hey, some things in the offseason turn out great, like this Under Armour video. Then there's the faux mo. Now, was that your idea or Peenie Suisse's idea?
I know. I got a lot of grief over that.
I think you did.
I don't. Yeah, I guess part of me, I don't take it as seriously. You know, it's just, I don't know. It was something that you know, I'll tell you the truth. I was actually, you know, shampooing my hair in the shower one day. I was like, wow, okay, that I might do that. You know, that might be cool. Because, you know, you put shampoo in, you're shampooing your hair, and you just kind of put your hand through it, and you go, okay, cool. Let me, you know, let me see if we can make something of this. So it was a, I don't know. I hope you and Jerry liked it. That's most important.
Well, I'll refrain. Our mutual friend described the situation in the context of the event where everybody is trying to outdo the others with this sort of outrageous kind of look and the stubble and the hair and the Lady Gaga kind of outrageousness. And he said the two of you sort of got caught up in that. So let's go with it. Is that about right?
Well, I mean, it is. It's a, you know, it's a fashion type event. So, you know, if you're going to do something, I mean, you're going to pull off a different tux or a different outfit. Or
go for it, right.
Then go for it. Yeah. It's night to do it. I mean, you're not going to, you know, go to your some other event, you know, doing something like that. So you just figure you have fun with it, and it's one night. And I, the great part is I'm hopefully not trying to please too many people. So as long as my wife liked it, my mom liked it, I'm cool, and they liked it. So.
And we did, which is
yeah,
important.
It's all that matters. Well,
importantly, you guys.
Speaking of fun nights, one night, how crazy will the Wes Welker wedding in Aspen next month? I mean, do all the linemen get to come and enjoy the open bar?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that are going, and a lot of former teammates too, Matt Castle and Larry Izzo, and a lot of us get together at the Kentucky Derby every year. We have a good group of guys that have kind of gone down there for the last 6 years. So it's kind of going to be, that was kind of our warm up for Wes's wedding. So I'm sure it'll be a great time. He's got a lot of stuff planned, and some of the emails that go back and forth are pretty funny. So nobody has more fun than Wes, and that wedding, he's got a lot of fun guys going too, so it'll be a great time.
And I assume you're bringing your gunman from Costa Rica to keep the paparazzi at bay.
I don't know if I still can comment on that situation. Hopefully that's been thrown out. So I don't know if the statute of limitations runs out on that stuff.
Maybe at the rehearsal dinner, the quarterback's audible should be a two-part audible. Stay in a nearby hotel, guys, and get a car service tomorrow night. Does that make sense?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
What are you getting him? Is he, like, registered at Crate and Barrel?
He's getting Uggs.
Oh, is that where you get him? Uggs? Under Armour, I'm assuming.
That's right. Well, no, I'll get him some videos of the Funnier Die Under Armour. I think that's a good idea.
Hey, what?
Hey, where's your name?
What? We saw you courtside at the Lakers game. Just curious, what prescription is those glasses?
I think they're too strong.
Oh,
too strong.
Did you get a headache?
I got to go back. I think they made them too strong for me. So, unless I'm just not entirely used to them yet.
Hey, you said there are certain events you wouldn't wear the FOMO to. I assume that would be all of the Best Buddy events that are coming up. No FOMO at Best Buddies?
No, probably not. That wouldn't be the time for them. But yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's this weekend, and you know, something that I've been a part of for, you know, since I got to this area, you know, 12 years ago. So, you know, I'm excited. Every year we've grown. You know, we've raised more money for the buddies and all the different programs that we run. So I'm looking forward to the football game at Harvard Stadium on Friday night and the ride on Saturday. It's always something that I look forward to. So it should be a nice weekend. I hope the weather holds off. I'm always, you know, kind of crossing my fingers. I've rode in the rain before, and, you know, I don't really enjoy that nearly as much.
Would you like to see the Patriots give Wes a wedding gift and give him a multi-year deal so he'll be here, like, with you for the rest of your careers?
Well, you know, I wish there was an easy answer. I mean, I always support Wes, you know, but I, you know, none of those decisions are up to me. I mean, and these things end up working themselves out at some point. I don't know how or when or who or why, but, you know, sometimes I get emotionally involved in those situations and it doesn't work out well for me. So, you know, I just try to support him as a friend, and you know, we're all in this business, and it's a tough business, and, you know, you always hope for the best. So I don't know what's going to happen. I certainly, you know, I love Wes. I'd love to have him here for as long as I'm playing. So, but, you know, none of those things are really up to me.
I assume Gronkowski's going to the wedding, right?
He's already there. He's ready to go.
Did you see the latest? I know you're a big, you know, tabloid guy, Tom. He was seen with, is it Kim Kardashian?
Canoodling
in Atlantic City by the pool.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah.
So, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, maybe the paparazzi will all be there for Gronk, and while they're there,
Kim will be there.
They'll take a picture of Tom. Yeah.
No, I've hopefully moved on from those pages, so. I'll let some other guys share the limelight in those columns.
Hey, speaking when we talk about best buddies, I thought of the word buddy, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you to how you've dealt with Junior Seau's passing and your thoughts on that, because we haven't had an opportunity to talk to you about Junior's passing.
Yeah, and you know he was a very special person, and I was fortunate to play with him and get to know him, and you know, it's just, I'm sure like a lot of people, you know, you don't really understand why these things happen. I had a really close family friend of mine commit suicide last fall. And it's just hard on the families. It's hard on friends. And, you know, Junior was he was a great man. And he lived with emotion, and you know, if you were a teammate, you saw his emotion every day and his love for life and his love for the game and his love for his teammates, which is probably why it surprised so many people. And, you know, but obviously he was going through some things that, you know, were tough on him. So I wish he could find ways to, you know, get help but, you know, it just, you know, unfortunately, these things happen, and you know it was very tough. You know, for myself, for a lot of his friends, a lot of guys who sat in the locker with him, and you know, sat in team meeting rooms with him, because you know we all looked up to him so much, so, and we still do. And you know, certainly he lived, you know, a very full life in the short time that he was here with us.
On a much more positive note, Tom, I'm not aware if you know about this story. On the heels of you unsuccessfully trying to find a kidney for your mentor, Tom Martinez, you inspired a 48-year-old man by the name of Peter Hughes to donate his kidney to a woman he did not even know, because he heard you talking about the Matchers Donors website promoted by you on a number of occasions. He was found to be a match for a mother of two, said, had it not been for that particular article featuring Tom Brady, Hugh said, I don't think I would have probably donated the kidney. Were you aware of the story?
No, I wasn't. And that's pretty, I mean, what a great story. You know, there's a lot of people who are doing great work out there, and Matching Donors, they were, you know, they worked very hard to try to help Tom out. You know, I met a guy yesterday, you know, at our stadium that, you know, is involved in transplants. And he says, you know, it's just, there's, you know, just creating awareness for the issues that people have that are looking for donors and can't find them, or the stigma attached to people that actually give organs. You know, a lot of people just, they don't really have the right information. So, you know, that's pretty cool to hear. I mean, like I said, we worked pretty hard to help Tom, and unfortunately, you know, the time ran out. You know, but I'm glad some other people really got some help. You know, and like I said, Matching Donors, you know, they've been involved in a lot of those cases over the years, and they've, you know, they're a great organization.
All right, Tom, before we say goodbye, is there a way that the public can still get involved in Friday night and Saturday's Best Buddies situation? Is there a website or someplace where tickets are available or information is available?
Sure, bestbuddies.org. I think that'll give you all the information you need, so. We have a game Friday night at Harvard that starts at 6 o'clock, which is always a lot of fun. A lot of teammates come out. A lot of people who participate in a ride on Saturday come out. You know, if people are up for riding on Saturday, I'm sure all the information will be on the website for them to be able to see. So it should be fun. Hopefully I see a lot of familiar faces out there.
Can I just give you two words of warning on that 6 o'clock football game? Robert Edwards?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I'm a quarterback, so there's no rushing me.
Okay.
So I'm going to be okay.
Good.
I'm going to be okay.
All right. Enjoy the weekend with your best buddies. Good to talk to you again, Tom. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, guys. Thank you. And don't be showing up with any of those haircuts.
Tune in tomorrow on Nesson. I'm going to wear the FOMO in the morning, Tom.
All right. I'm going to check in.
All right. Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan.